This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow on Wednesday said no Christmas ceasefire was in the cards after nearly 10 months of devastating war in Ukraine, even as the release of dozens more prisoners, including an American, showed that some contacts between the two sides remain. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this week said Russia should start withdrawing by Christmas as a step to end the conflict, Europe's biggest since World War II. Moscow rejected the proposal outright, saying Ukraine must accept the loss of territory to Russia before any progress can be made. U.S. President Joe Biden has told dozens of African leaders gathered in Washington the United States is all in on Africa's future.
The United States is committed to supporting every aspect of Africa's inclusive growth and creating the best possible environment for sustained commercial engagement between Africa companies and American companies. The United States is all in on Africa's future.
On Wednesday, he described billions in promised government funding and business investment to help the growing continent in health, infrastructure, business, and technology. Biden is pitching the U.S. as a reliable and quality partner to help promote democratic elections. Meanwhile, he told the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit that the billions in investment is just the beginning. France and Kylian Mbappe are headed back to the World Cup final for a much-anticipated matchup with Lionel Messi after ending Morocco's historic run at soccer's biggest tournament. France beat Africa's first-ever semifinalist 2-0 on Wednesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it hopes that COVID-19 and Mpox will no longer be public health emergencies in 2023, as both diseases end their most dangerous phase. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said one of the chief lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic was that countries had to respond quickly to surprise outbreaks.
But we have come a long way. We're hopeful that at some point next year, we will be able to say that COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency.
Tedros says the WHO's emergency committee, which advises on declarations of public health emergencies of international concern, will be discussing what the end of the emergency phase might look like when they meet in January. China's National Health Commission is scaling down its daily COVID-19 report in response to a sharp decline in PCR testing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A notice on the commission's website says it stopped publishing daily figures on numbers of cases where no symptoms are detected, despite a push to boost vaccinations among the elderly. Two centres set up in Beijing to administer shots were empty on Tuesday, while lines stretched outside of hospitals and pharmacies. The move presents a key challenge to China, with mass PCR testing no longer obligatory and people with mild symptoms allowed to recuperate at home rather than in one of the field hospitals that became notorious for overcrowding and poor hygiene. It has grown more difficult to gauge the true number of COVID-19 cases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Congo's government says the number of people killed by widespread floods and landslides in the capital, Kinshasa, has climbed to more than 140, with 12 still missing. Some 12 million people live in the 24 neighborhoods of Kinshasa hit by the floods and landslides, which were triggered by heavy rains Monday night. Local authorities said the damage flooded nearly 40,000 households and flattened nearly 300 houses. The European Union and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, agreed at their first summit on Wednesday the need for deeper economic ties and respect for the independence and territorial integrity of Ukraine. The 27 leaders of EU countries and 9 of 10 ASEAN were invited to a commemoration of 45 years of diplomatic relations, with only military-ruled Myanmar excluded. The leaders discussed areas of future cooperation, including trade, the green and digital transitions, and health. I'm Joe Ramsey.